Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Jesus said to his disciples, I go away to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you, but if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment, of sin because they do not believe in me, of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more, of judgment because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
These Latin titles for the Sundays of Easter are very revealing. Cantate. It comes from the introit. Sing to the Lord a new song. For his righteousness he is revealed in the sight of the nations. Cantate. Sing to the Lord. Christianity is the most optimistic and joyful religion on the planet because it is rooted in the truth of God's love for us in Jesus Christ. It is easy for you and for me to be sucked in to the depression and the anguish and the sorrow and the bitterness and the anger of the world around us. And the world around us that does not believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ hates the things that you and I not only confess to be true, but the things that you and I sing about. The world considers them absurd. But for us, they're the source of spiritual health, of salvation, of mental health, of stability, because they are rooted in the God of creation, who is the God of salvation, and who by his Holy Spirit creates a living faith and trust in our hearts. You and I sing about creation, that God loved, and therefore he created superabundantly the world in which we live, and he ordered it according to his good pleasure, for the giving and receiving of love in creation. And the crown of his creation was the creation of man in his image and likeness, male and female, he created them. For us as Christians, those things are good. That God has made me a man. The world says that's no good. Choose for yourself what you want. The appetites and desires of the flesh will never satisfy, nor will they bring mental health. They will only destroy. They will only bring depression. They will only bring despair. We sing about what God has made, what God has created, what God declares is good. All of those things articulated in the Apostles and Nicene Creed. And we sing about the fact that though Adam and Eve, our first parents, rebelled and fell into sin and plunged the world into darkness and death, God's love for us did not quit. The Son of God became incarnate in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. He became a man for us, the second Adam, to redeem us with his blood. We sing about these things because this is where our salvation comes from. This is where hope comes from. This is where mental health comes from. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. for his righteousness he has revealed in the sight of the nations. Christianity is the most optimistic religion on the face of the earth. It is so easy for you and for me to be sucked into the unbelief and the gloom and the darkness of a world of atheism that rejects God and has no foundation for truth. Understand, the world in which you live believes that what you confess as a Christian is nonsense and silliness. Don't be bothered by that. Accept it as the truth. The Lord told us it would be this way. And when we see these things, however, it is so easy for us to be sucked into the bitterness ourselves as Christians and want to grab the world by the lapels and shake some sense into it. But it will not work. The Apostle James says that the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Jesus said in the gospel for this Cantate Sunday to the disciples, "It was to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Holy Spirit will not come to you." He went away to the cross, where only he could go. There he bore the sins of the world. There he suffered and died to reconcile us to God. Only he could do that. And it was to our advantage. And when he died upon the cross, he gave up the Holy Spirit, and in every resurrection appearance of Jesus, he breathed on them his Holy Spirit. And in this gospel, which he spoke in the upper room on the night of his betrayal, he taught us the work of the Spirit, and it's significant for us to remember it, to celebrate it, to sing about it, because we cannot convert the world. Only the Holy Spirit can. When and where he pleases in those who hear the gospel. And so he says, when the Holy Spirit comes, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because the world does not believe. Unbelief is the heart of all sin. It is the rejection of the gospel of Christ. It is the hatred of all that God has created and all that God has proclaimed as good. But it is the Holy Spirit who must convict the world of this sin, of this unbelief, or there will be no use or need for Christ. And the Holy Spirit will convict the world of judgment, the judgment of the evil one. The world doesn't even believe in Satan, but you do, and so do I. And we see his handiwork, though the world dismisses that as the result of Christianity's bigotry. No. We know the truth. The world or prince of this world is the source of all evil, from the fall into sin until the present, as he leads mankind into the delusion that he needs no God, that he needs no Savior. But for us, the ruler of this world is judged. And the Holy Spirit has convicted us of this great truth. Since Jesus has died for me, the devil has no power over me. The Holy Spirit confirms that in you and me, that we might live joyfully and sing to the Lord a new song. And the Holy Spirit will convict the world of righteousness. Jesus says, because I go to the Father. It is the righteousness of which Luther spoke in that lovely hymn, "Dear Christians, one and all rejoice with exultation springing. I was fast bound in Satan's chains. Death brooded darkly o'er me. Sin was my torment night and day. It's sin my mother bore me. Daily deeper still I fell. My life became a living hell. So firmly sin possessed me. But God beheld my wretched state before the world's foundation, and mindful of his mercies great, he planned my soul's salvation. A father's heart he turned to me, sought my redemption fervently, and gave his dearest treasure, his only begotten Son, who is my righteousness, because he died for my sin." We sing this new song of the righteousness of Christ to the world. even though when we sing that song in our preaching and teaching and in the confession of faith that we make, the world hates us for it. Do not be afraid. They hated Jesus, but he died for the world's sin. You and I cannot produce the righteousness of God by anger and wrath, grabbing the world by the lapels. Only the Holy Spirit can convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Renounce the devil and all his wicked works and ways, and renounce the wrath of the world and the weaponry of the world. When you want to confess your faith in Christ, simply speak the truth in love. Hold up the goodness of God's love in creation, in marriage and family, and most especially in the incarnation, suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus, where he became one with our flesh and blood, not to condemn the world, but to redeem husbands and wives and fathers and mothers and marriage and family, to restore the creation to what he intended for her in the beginning. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Commend yourself, your family, the church, the preaching of the gospel to him who alone has won the victory over sin and death, and who gives us the Holy Spirit, who takes of all that Jesus has done for us and lays it upon our hearts. How lovely it is that this faith was confessed also by our brother, the prophet Isaiah. The optimistic song of confidence in the Lord. O Lord, I will praise you. Though you are angry with me, your anger is turned away and you comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For Yah, the Lord, is my strength and song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. And in that day, you will say, praise the Lord. Call upon his name. Declare his deeds among the peoples. Make mention that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Even though the earth may reject him, you know the truth. Rest in the confidence of that truth. Do not be afraid. And sing to the Lord a new song. For he has done marvelous things. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.